The stock, this is trading on Dolly Delia. That's D, D as in David, Dolly, Dolly Delia, Delia, D as in David. Date of birth is 3/22/44. Date of visit is 1/31/24. Please make copy for James McDonnell, MD, MCDONNELL. James McDonnell, MD. Next, chief complaint is history of COPD and asthma. Next paragraph is parental illness. This is I'm sorry, 79-year-old female who has a long-standing history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, has been coughing up clear mucus and has been treated with bronchodilators, including the albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN, and also been on a fluticasone salmeterol disc. One puff BID period. The patient also uses a nebulizer. With albuterol solution and has been on antibiotic therapy and steroids periodically. A recent CT chest was done in June of 23, which showed a 5 mm nodule in the left lower lobe and another 5 mm nodule and a 6 mm nodule in the left lower lobe and a 7 mm nodule in the inferior left lower lobe. There was no significant hilar or mediastinal adenopathy. The patient has been treated for gastroesophageal reflux and hypertension. And she has gained weight and is up to 240 pounds. Previously, she had a sleep, I'm sorry, she had a polysomnogram done and was diagnosed to have sleep apnea, but is unable to tolerate a CPAP mask. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for coronary artery disease with stenting times 4, history of umbilical hernia repair, history of partial hysterectomy and a cholecystectomy. She also has had bilateral knee replacement surgery and right hip replacement. She has had several episodes of bronchitis. Next paragraph, allergies to mold and hay. Next paragraph, med list included fluticasone / salmeterol, 232/14 micrograms, one puff twice a day. Albuterol and ipratropium nebs, BID. Zetia 10 milligrams daily, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily and Montelukast 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 35 years. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of pneumonia. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had weight gain, she has fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, she has vertigo and hoarseness. She has wheezing, coughing, spells, and shortness of breath. And she has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has gastroesophageal reflux and constipation. She has arm pain and calf muscle pains and swelling of her feet and ankles. She has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has numbness of the extremities and no headaches, no seizures, no memory loss. Next, physical exam. This elderly, obese, white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor. Cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 243, saturation 91. On room air. HEND announced phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus edematous, ears no inflammation. Next, upper lumbar bruise is the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And there are occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmuring of S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is asthma. And number 3 is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And number 6 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will get a CT of the chest this month to evaluate the lung nodules. Also advised to get a copy of her pulmonary function study. Apparently the PFT shows mild obstructive airways disease as well as restriction and diffusion loss. She had a significant response to bronchodilator use. She will also have home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula at nights, since the nocturnal oxygen saturation showed desaturation on room air. And CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, MD. Thank you, Sark D'Souza.